Our Lord this morning is speaking very clearly to his disciples, encouraging them before his coming passion. He is telling them that he will go to Jerusalem, and there he will suffer at the hands of his enemies. Yet they are blinded to this fact. Though he speaks clearly, they cannot understand. And after he finishes speaking to the disciples, he rather continues on his walk, explaining certain other things of his doctrine. And there is a beggar sitting on the roadside begging alms. He was born blind, could not work, and depended on the charity of the people. Now this man is used to all the noises of the road. But this noise, this time, was different. So he inquires of the people in the front of this large crowd of people. He says, "What is this noise that I hear?" And they answer to him that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he had heard, this blind man, of all the miracles and all the good things that our Lord had done. So he begins crying, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And it says that some of the men among the crowd began to silence him. Perhaps it was only because he was interrupting what our Lord was saying. But he cries all the louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And eventually, our Lord hears it, and one of the men announces to the beggar, "Our Lord approaches." And our Lord then asks what this blind man wants. His only thing that he asks, and he states it simply, "Lord, that I may see." This man had spent his entire life in darkness, but Christ, by a simple act of his will, brought light and clarity to his eyes. Now, often in the life of the saints, they went through periods of darkness. Some of these lasted for many years, some for a short time. But this darkness is what we call aridity. It is a state of desolation, a state of dryness, when the soul is utterly filled with confusion, disquiet, the feeling of diffidence, and a certain feeling of lack of hope and of love. He feels, in a way, separated from his God, all alone in this vale of tears. And he is caught in this darkness, and at the same time, he feels no courage or strength to push on. Aridity is what makes the spiritual life difficult for some and impossible for others. And this desert, this dryness of soul, is permitted in the saint to test his fidelity. Saint Therese of Lisieux experienced short periods of aridity before she ever even entered Carmel. When her uncle opposed her vocation, for 3 days, she experienced this dryness, as if God had abandoned her, left her to her own weak devices. Then when she went to Rome to apply to the Pope, who entered Carmel at a young age and did not hear the answer that she wanted, she again left Rome in this same state of darkness. But they lasted shortly, and somehow or another, she always managed to preserve her peace of soul. It was a different story once she entered the convent. Then true darkness of soul and aridity were her daily bread. That is all that she experienced. Now you and I, we know by experience how difficult it can be to say our rosary, our morning prayers, or to come to Mass when we feel this way. And we've all had these feelings. But imagine suffering through this state as a monk or a nun. Thérèse was bound to 6 hours of prayer a day in choir. Her reading, her conversation was largely limited to topics of religion. And being in the cloister, she had no diversions. She couldn't just run into town or go out for exercise or listen to her favorite music. She was all the time surrounded by these things that were, in a sense, causing her trouble. On the day of her clothing, in her habit, it says that she did actually receive some consolation, because our Lord will always give you consolation just to encourage you, even if it be short. And in this case, Saint Thérèse admitted that the consolation immediately left, and she was quoted as saying that both heaven and earth denied her consolation afterwards. At the same time that she was enduring this suffering in her spiritual life, she realized that she was completely incapable of speaking about her problems with anyone except those with whom she was closest. So spiritual direction, opening up to the Mother Superior, became, she called it, a sort of martyrdom, because she could not express what was going on in her soul. And also at this time, there was the fact that she suffered greatly because her father, who still lived in the world, was becoming sick and becoming sicker. He would fall deeper and deeper into solitude. He had a mental condition. And then eventually he would die. And during this time, she says that in my relationship to Jesus, there is nothing. Dryness, sleepiness. I cannot tell him anything. But worst of all for her, she said that she could not hear our Lord's voice anymore. When the retreat before her profession was scheduled, it was then postponed for 8 months. And she said that those should have been for her beautiful days of prayer and preparation for a big step in her life. But she says they were parched as sand. And to quote her, Jesus was asleep in my little boat as usual. Despite how she felt inside, though, she never allowed herself to fall into depression. She responded generously during these times of spiritual danger. To give an example, on one occasion she said, I thank Jesus for letting me walk in this darkness. I gladly consent to spend my entire life in this darkness. My only wish is that my gloom will bring life, or rather light, to sinners. After she had taken her 3 vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, she would then write a letter with special prayers and requests, and she would always carry them next to her heart. And this letter said these words, O Jesus, it is peace that I beg of you, peace and above all, boundless love. And this was granted for a time. And 3 weeks later, Aridity returned, and she says, Jesus left me to my own resources, and it was obvious that they were not enough. As time went on, this darkness, if you've read her life, would become darker and darker. Tuberculosis would set in. Then she would experience the temptations that go along with the highest states of sanctity. That the devil would present to her temptations to doubt that heaven existed, that everything she was doing, therefore, everything she was enduring for love of God was pointless because there was no heaven. And yet she kept going. And she responded with generosity. Her weapon, two things. The holy face and a smile. When things got rough, that is what she hid behind. Her smile. Now, it often happens to a person that his life, maybe your life, seems to be completely falling apart, just crumbling all around you. Then perhaps due to some attachment to creatures or some other permission of God, you fall into a state of aridity. There is no more enjoyment, no more pleasure in kneeling down to say your prayers or doing your duties for God. You experience no consolation, just pain and suffering and hardship. The darkness overwhelms, and we do not know where to turn. And we are tired, furthermore, of the monotony of daily life. When we get into these stages, if we are not careful, we will turn the wrong way on the road. We will turn either towards sin to find our consolation, and we may give up altogether. Or else we do what the little flower did. We turn to the holy face. And even as the man in today's gospel, we say, Lord, that I may see. It is dark, but give me vision that I may see. Your weapons, the holy face. Turn towards him. Don't turn away from him in these periods of dryness, as is so often the case. Our Lord asks you to respond with generosity, and the only place that you can turn is to our Lord's blessed face. For he tells us, I am the light of the world. The second thing that we need to do is to pray our rosary, to do even more spiritual reading. These things will give us light, even if we don't at first see it. And we must look at the daily routine of life and do our duties with generosity, always repeating that we are doing them for the love of the good God. Remember that, to conclude, God may, from time to time, lead you down some dark path, and you do not understand why, any more than the apostles understood the passion, or this blind man could see the road. He will lead you down a dark path. But tell our Lord, ask him, Lord, that I may see. Because this path is your personal path to heaven. Lord, grant us all supernatural vision. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.